This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 982, Cringeworthy English Words for Party Conversation Topics.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. What are the top words that Americans hate and why do they hate them? This kind of topic might come up at a party or a summer barbecue. Get ready to jump into the conversation with today's episode.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Doing good, Michelle. I'm feeling great. Today is the middle of July, and yeah, summer's rolling on. You know, I just got back from my vacation. We did a southern road trip, so that was super fun, and I'll talk more about that in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I have a weird question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are there any words in English that make you cringe?
Oh, yes, there are. Well, actually, the word rural, it doesn't make me cringe, but it's hard to say.
Oh, rural. I think I saw that on one of those lists. Yeah.
But that one's, I resonate when I saw that because it's not like cringeworthy because it's fine, but I find it hard to create in my mouth that word rural. It's, rural. You know what I mean? Rural. I don't know.
Yeah, it is hard. It is hard. Too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what does it mean to cringe in the first place?
To cringe is to just, you know, like, oh, you feel like something is disgusting,
right?
Or like hard to say, or just doesn't feel right pronouncing it, maybe, or the meaning of it kind of disgusts you. It could be a bunch of things. But to cringe,
right, to cringe is like about something, right? It doesn't have to be only about a word. It can be about, you know, anything, right? Like, exactly. When I see, you know, like something gross in New York, it makes me cringe, something like that.
Oh, for sure. Like you were in one of your videos that you did for the app a few months back, you talked about the amount of trash on the streets in New York.
Right. So that can make somebody cringe, right? Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, Lindsay, recently I was seeing some articles came out and about what was found to be one of the most hated words in the English language. Do you have any guesses, Lindsay?
Well, it says here you wrote the word moist.
Okay, fine. You got it. Good guess.
Good guess. But why? That's so interesting. Like, why is that one of the most hated words in the English language? What does it mean?
Well, it means kind of like wet, right? Like a little bit damp, a little bit wet, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. So guys, we're going to direct you. If you want to watch, there's this cool video on MSN, and you can get more information about moist. But basically, they talk about, I think it was in 2012 or something on Twitter about, that Twitter user said that moist was the worst word and it should be taken away from English.
I mean, maybe it's like a word that, you know, homemakers would use a lot, like saying that like a towel is moist or something. Oh, it's still moist. We have to leave it out to dry or something. I don't know.
Maybe
I'm just not sure why people have such a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that word.
Well, you know, the video talks about how people can have what they call word aversion, right? To words that sound like, you know, kind of gross or, you know, not very pleasant to them. Mm-hmm. And they did some studies. So what's interesting is they found that people are not disgusted by words like foist. Right? So it's not really like the sound necessarily. And people, they also said that because moist can be used also to describe like the texture of a cake.
Yes.
Right? So,
yes.
Yeah. It said that people, you know, are not necessarily disgusted when it's talking about something like a cake or describing something like that. Right? I mean, I personally feel like I've heard a lot of people complain about this word for any use, but I don't know.
But like when, sweating or something.
Right. Swear,
your forehead is kind of moist, just a slight layer of sweat if you've been hiking or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting you said that because it's, you know, it said that people are most disgusted when the word moist is about bodily functions. And that's what's disgusting about it. So like, yeah, like sweat, right? Like, oh, you know, it's more like that's something that could sound disgusting to someone.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I know. So moist. I don't know. It doesn't really bother me that much either, but I know that I've heard people talk about that word as being close to them. So this got me thinking, you know, there have got to be some other disgusting sounding words.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that is, so there is an article. This is from bustle.com and it's talking about words everybody hates because they're gross sounding. This is by Carolyn Stieber, from February 15th, 2017, which is a little bit ago, but I'm sure that it's still, valid today.
Yeah.
So this is this is kind of funny. Yeah. So it's talking about gross sounding words. So if you want to check, we're not going to go through all of them, guys, but if you want to check out the list, we will leave you the link. So, yeah. So the first one that they talk about is moist.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I don't know. I don't totally get that, but I mean, I suppose it's depending on what it's used to describe, right? This is all in context. Like you were talking about like a cake. Oh, that cake is so moist. It tastes great. You know what I mean? But it just depends on what the context is, where it's used in my mind.
Right. I do think about like what you said, like I feel like whenever my towels come out of the dryer, they are a little bit moist and I always have to re-dry them and things like that. So, I mean, yeah, moist. I don't know. I don't really have a problem with it. I guess it kind of has this weird sound to it. I don't know, but I don't think it's too bad. What's another one, Lindsay?
Hey guys, today I'd like you to leave us a review. Tell us how long you've been listening, how you found out about our show, and what you think about the show. And if we see your review, we'll read your name out on the show. Thanks, guys.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
So another one is phlegm. So this is kind of the stuff that comes out of your mouth, right? Like mucus, phlegm, that sort of thing. Yeah, kind of disgusting. Right. I agree, but it's more about the thing that is and mucus is also on this list too.
Right. Mucus is on there too.
Yeah, but it's more, I think it's not so much about, they're talking about the thing, like the actual object. I mean, it could be called Mickey Mouse. It doesn't matter, right? That's the thing about language. It doesn't matter what we call it. It is still the thing, right?
And because we identify the word phlegm and mucus with the, you know, something pretty gross, like, you know, that makes the word, you know, makes the word disgusting too.
Exactly. So we're not talking about the way the word feels when you say it. We're talking about more the object, what it is. Like it could be labeled XYZ. Like I said, Mickey Mouse. It doesn't matter. But like what I mentioned before, like rural, I don't like that word because that's weird to say. Rural. It's hard to roll off my tongue.
Right. Exactly. So the next one is slurp.
Yeah. What do you think about this one?
I think this one is interesting because I know that, you know, like in the US, like slurping is kind of like a rude, right? So yeah. I think that that's kind of like this feeling of like, you know, that's what it makes me think of. So I feel mm-hmm. like maybe that could be it. But I think this is also a little bit cultural, right? Because slurping is not rude everywhere.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm pretty sure. I've never been to China, but I think that in China, and I think in Japan, some yeah. things you can also slurp. I think. I can't remember now.
I'm pretty sure. I think so. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. In some places, I think it's actually rude not to. Isn't that so funny? It's so different around the world.
Right. Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure. So I think it's interesting that this word is listed as like, you know, a word, like a cringeworthy word, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it may not be, you know, it's not really disgusting all over the world to slurp. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. So the next one we did mucus. And then there was one more that I thought was interesting. What is it, Lindsay?
Yeah, the word pulp. I kind of agree with this. I don't like to say this word. It feels weird. And it's, well, I mean, this is not about a bodily function, right? This is about, like, if you drink a glass of orange juice and it has the actual piece of the orange in it, like, that's pulp, right? From the fruit. Yeah.
Right. Those chunks. Yeah. So, yeah, the word pulp. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think some of it, with this one, I think it's just about the sound. So yeah. Those were some of the ones that I thought were most interesting. So, you know, some people would say that these are a lot about, you know, bodily functions, like, you know, like mm-hmm. phlegm and mucus yeah. and things like that. And that can be disgusting. So in that way, I think it's like what Lindsay said, you know, how it is mostly actually about just what this word represents. But yeah. I suppose with something, I'm not sure, but I suppose with something like pulp or rural, you know, mm-hmm. it's more just about like the sound. Although pulp can be just the image of pulp can be kind of gross to some people.
I agree. And so how could our listeners use today's episode? Like what can we learn today? What can we bring away from today's episode?
Well, I think this is one of those episodes where you should bring this to a native speaker, right? This is yeah. a great conversation topic, right? Because if I saw this on, I'm just imagining being with, you know, some friends at a party or something. And if this article came online,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm imagining being like, oh, what do you guys think about this word? Does that word yes. sound gross to you? What do you think? I think this is just a fun, light yeah. topic.
Yeah, I agree.
That would be great to talk about, like, not at a job interview, but at a party or, you know, so I think this would be something, you know, and you could say, oh, does this sound disgusting to you? Oh, this is what I think. Oh, and maybe share a word from your native language that makes you feel this way, right?
Yeah.
And this
yeah.
could just lead to, I could see this leading to a really fun conversation that could lead to a lot of connection. So
I
that's
agree.
Why I think this is so valuable for you guys, right? It's not always about, oh, what is this phrase? What is this phrase? Sometimes it's about what could be something that can bring you to that next level of connection with someone.
Yeah, very well said, Michelle. I totally agree with you. I mean, sometimes these articles go viral. I'm not sure if this one did, but articles like this that tend to be like talked about in social circles will go viral. So like everyone will see it in their newsfeed or sometimes it's like a video or something.
Yeah, one of these was a video. Yep.
Okay. So, and having this being ready to comment and be like, oh, I don't agree with this. I think this one's disgusting. This is what people talk about. You know what I mean? It's not always like, what do you do? And, you know, it's kind of meaningless topics like this that are fun to build connection. I agree, Michelle. I think you're right. So guys, you know, write down what you've heard today. Go check out the article and get ready to talk about this to connect.
Definitely. Let us know how it goes. And yeah, let us know if there are any words in your, you know, in your first language that you feel kind of like, oof, about, right? It's interesting.
All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. And guys, remember, if you're taking IELTS, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast. You get all the tips you need for your 7 or higher.
All right, Lindsay. Well, this has been fun. Thanks for hanging out.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, Michelle. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time. We'll be right back.
Ohio.
Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.